Exclusive, Representative Mike Collins on why Lack and Riley Act necessary. Local police can only call ICE for major illegal crime. By Hannah Knudsen on January 17, 2025. Representative Mike Collins, RGA, the lawmaker behind the Lack and Riley Act, explained to Breitbart News Daily why it is so necessary despite existing law, noting that local law enforcement only has the ability to contact ICE and bring them in on major crime. How can that not already be the law that if someone gets arrested for something, they get deported? What am I missing about that? Host Mike Slater asked. You're not missing anything, Collins replied. That's what we said when we saw it. It was like, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense, you know? And all we had to do is just follow that thug Ibarra through his journey through America, he said of Riley's killer. And why didn't you all call ICE? And so then we realized that local law enforcement only has the ability to contact ICE and bring them in on major crime, he revealed. And you know, we shouldn't have to wait for that point. These people have already broken into our country, they bought their criminal trade. And you know, Mike, it's so funny because we transport them across the country on taxpayer dime. We put a roof over the head on taxpayer dime. We put clothes on their back, we give them food. You would think that somebody who had all that would go out and at least assimilate and get a good job. An honest job, he said, adding, but that's not what these people are about. Collins said they do not come into America to better themselves or improve their lives. They came over here to impose their violence and their criminal activity on the American people. That's it, point blank. And I can't understand why it takes so long to get this passed after we realized that we have to have this so that local law enforcement can get rid of these folks. He added, emphasizing that the illegal alien must commit a serious crime before ICE is called. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Mike Collins, RGA, January 16, 2025. Ultimately, he said Biden administration policies have only emboldened criminals to continue to pour across the border. The people on November the 5th spoke, you know. We dropped this bill last year in 118th Congress. And it went through the House, sailed through the House with 37 Democrats that time, and went over to the black hole of the Senate. Fell in there and never was seen again, he said, hoping it will be different this time around. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.